Repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I need ears to hear, eyes to see what your Holy Spirit is speaking to me. Amen? We're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Excuse me, chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. We've been in Corinthians for about, 3 weeks now? 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And we're going to be looking at verse 12, and in the NIV it has a heading called Ministers of the New Covenant. The stress tonight, I believe, is to recognize the difference between the Old Covenant and the New. For many actually are serving a mixture. They are not instruments of faith, they're instruments of works, which is what you gave us tonight. So that was the confirming word to me that this is on target and it's on time. Because again, we have a tendency to work our own salvation, to make ourselves holy in our own eyes, and we're doing the same problem as Cain and Abel. One is obedient to the Lord, and the other one's obedient to doing it right. And what feels good. Amen? Verse 12. Now when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened the door for me, I still had no peace of mind because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ. Did you hear that? See, I'm going to thank God. Try it on. I'm going to thank God that always leads me in a triumphal procession in Christ. If I'm not in Christ, what am I in? Flesh. What am I going down in that tunnel? What's all around me? What's it want to do? It wants to swallow me up. And make me a what? A slave again. All right? So it's not part-time. As you give thanks to God, who always leads us. See, my prayer today for the one that was struggling that I knew had a doctor's appointment and was probably going to face an awful lot of manure. And I had a sense that it had to be that way, but I didn't pray in my head. You know why? Because my head would have tried to protect. And sometimes the very thing you're trying to protect is not going to allow God to deliver that person.
Amen.
Why? Because they have to go down to certain levels until they can come up. I'm not saying you can't help and you can't intercede, but I am saying don't put your brains where your spirit should be.
Amen.
Okay? It says, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, in the anointing. The next part is sweet. And through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. There's a fragrance in His knowledge. How many of you have ever smelled the presence of the Holy Spirit when you're in the middle of a test? And you know that you know that you know that He's saying, cool it, kid, I'm here.
Yes.
If you've smelled something like that, put your hand up. Okay. Now, why would He manifest Himself as a fragrance?
So we would know. Yes.
Yeah, so you'll know. He's trying to get through to you. How many of you have ever been in a demonic area and it smells terrible? I don't know, whatever horrible smell you can think of,
and multiply it. Yes?
I don't necessarily get a smell when I'm in a demonic, but my neck just like instantly stiffens.
Okay, so you can feel the pressure exactly in the back of the neck. How many felt that before? Mm-hmm. So you know that you know. So there's God trying to get a hold of you and get your attention to what? What's his purpose? If you smell something ugly or you feel the pressure on your body, what is he trying to get you to do?
To warn you, get out of
there. Warn you? Okay, get out.
Submit.
How about both of them wrong?
Oh, he wants us to submit to him.
Get your instructions from the Spirit. Get your instructions from the Holy Spirit. You know why? Because he could have you there to deliver. See, instead of booking out in fear, instead of running, run to the one and say, okay, God, what do you want? Mm-hmm. Holy Ghost, I can smell this stuff. What is it? Have you got me here to deliver them?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
See, we cannot continue with a defeated, running away attitude when it's time to stand your ground. And if you don't stand your ground. Now, somebody said to me, well, Jesus never got upset. Come on, wake up. He took a whip and cleaned out the temple.
Yes, he did.
Now, I don't see that as a move of submission. Mm-hmm. I see that as a move of aggression. But he went and asked Papa what to do. He didn't go with an attitude of anger in his heart. Mm-hmm. He corrected them and adjusted them. But, you know, we're so accustomed to be reactionary that we sometimes get the reaction so quickly, like the child who wants his way, we do it anyway. How many have found that true?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When we're doing it anyway, who are we following?
Us.
Yes, it's the me, myself, and I that's getting its way. It's not the Holy Ghost. Okay? So the triumph comes when we what? Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. For we are God's, we are to God the aroma of Christ. Woo-hoo! Now, if you and I are the aroma of Christ or the aroma of the anointing among those who are being saved and those who are perishing, so sometimes you're going to go into hell to clean it up.
Yeah.
Kim, can I read what this version says?
Yes. Here?
It says, in the Messiah, in Christ, God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. Mm. Through us, he brings knowledge of Christ. Everywhere we go, people breathe in the exquisite fragrance. Because of Christ, we give off a sweet scent rising to God, which is recognized by those on the way of salvation, an aroma redolent with life. But those on the way to destruction treat us more like the stench from a rotting corpse.
Is that the message?
I want a copy of that.
I love the message.
All right. So now, are you aware of your value to the Lord in the earth? In every circumstance. It doesn't matter where you are. Wherever he has placed you, you have a fragrance. And you are going to bring light to light, and you're going to expose the darkness. And some will be delivered. And sometimes you're just depositing another seed of life into them so that they will eventually bow their knee to Christ. Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
This is a wonderful word.
This is a
wonderful word. But I want to live it.
I want to experience
it. I don't want to hear about it in a book. I want to have a personal relationship of this experience. It's your word. I want it alive in me. For your glory. Amen? So go back, 16. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task? Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ, we speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God. Like men sent from God. Why? You're an ambassador. Are you going to play the role? Or are you going to look at your neighbor and say, I wish they did it? See, it's easy to pass the buck to the neighbor.
Oh, it sure is.
Amen?
Amen.
But when you hear the word inside your heart to obey and the press comes, ask the Holy Spirit. If you haven't got the courage, say, God, I need to be able to manifest what you are telling me that I am. I am a fragrant offering. I am a special gift to this group. I want that light to show. I don't want it to fail. Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit, let it be experiential in my life. And I'd like it tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day after that. So that I can be the ambassador that you've called me to be. That's all I got. Wanted you to be able to say, it's my experience. That's my prayer. It can't be the neighbors all the time. Oh, you should hear what so-and-so said on television. Television's fine, but you're better off. You're my vision right in front of me.